David has a song for us. During the month of January, we conducted a congregational survey to about 49 people fill out this form and an online form. And we compiled these voices and then the stories into one. And yesterday we gathered up to have some stories to share and digest and claim the DNA of the church. And yesterday about 36 people showed up and then we had a good time to share the stories in the past and present and the stories we're going to create for the future. Today and next Sunday, we're going to focus on the remembering the past, celebrate the present, and then envisioning the future. Today is the first portion of the report and then remembering the past, and the first part of the celebrating the present. And then next week will be the part two of a celebrate the present and envisioning the future. Those are the two Sundays we're going to digest this congregational survey we collected. This has so many stories to tell. If you would like to hear the clear voice of the individual person in the congregation, please stop by in the Narthex Welcoming Center, and there is a printed result of the congregational survey. You may hear the direct voice of the each person in the congregation. One of the things that it is important in the church is remembering. Remembering. By looking at this rope, what do you remember? In the past, most of the pastors wearing the robe. And as a symbol of covering herself or himself in the presence of God and representing the word of God and representing God on behalf of everyone here. That was a symbol of it. As time goes by, the theology of a robe or an icon has been changed. Rarely pastors in the 21st century or the younger pastor, they do not wear the robe. Because the theology applying to this is, we come into God just as we are. God accepts all of us as we are. We do not need to cover it up, even to the pastor. Pastor needed to be the person who that person should be. I needed to be the sunny God created to be, not just pretend or cover up to be the pastor and sharing the word of God and study the word and just share whatever I know. No. That is I'm bringing in the new theology. The new generation wants to see the authentic worship, authentic personal relationship, authentic pastor's leadership. That's what is rarely I'm wearing the robe. Today is a day to remember the past. That's why I'm wearing a robe. Make sure that we have some memory pastor in the robe. There is the era. We needed to respect that. Without having those era in the church, we cannot be the church where we are. We cannot be the church where we need to be in the future. Remembering the past is important. But oftentimes, we are so busy to remember what happened. Especially these days, for me, I do have a junior moment. I do forget things so easily. Well, I'm not senior yet to be. I claim that probably I'm not going to be even in the 60s or 70s, but I decided to be sweet 60 forever. So if you would like to be that way, to claim that you have a junior moment. By the way, we do forget things a lot. We needed to remember and we needed to have someone to remind us what happened and what will happen. We needed to have a reminder. Every Sunday we come to church to remind ourselves, remind another that God is good, regardless the ups and downs we are going through. We are reminding ourselves that God loves me no matter what kind of mistakes I do make. We do not need to hold on to the resentment from the past. The main reason we are doing remembering the past is not live in the past. But by remembering the past, we are learning something from the past. Learn something from the past. Help us not to make the same mistakes what we made in improving ourselves today and for the future. Remembering is important. Today's passage is coming from the Deuteronomy. It is the last book Moses wrote. He wrote the five books in the Bible, first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the last book he wrote before he passed away. And he wanted to make sure that people needed to remember all the things. So he needed to make sure that people will remember that. In Deuteronomy, he composed with the three sermons of Moses. First sermon is coming from the cover, the chapter 1 through 3, which talks about the history of the history of Israelites, how they were become a free man and a woman of God. He wants his people, the Israelites, remember how they become get free from the slavery. And they, Israelites, were in Egypt for 430 years to be the slave. They do not know how to function themselves as a free man and a woman of God. Soon, even though they were released to be free in the wilderness and go heading to the promised land. And second sermon is talked about the regulation and the guidelines, how they can function as a free man and a woman of God. Today's passage is falling into the second sermon of Moses. Second sermon of Moses covered the chapter 4 through the 26. I do believe that he preached more than 20 minutes. And then the 4 through the chapter 4 through 26, I think it's more than that. But as we are trying to cover everything in 20 minutes as much as I can. I have 10 more minutes. I will do my best. And then the third message, third sermon of Moses covers about what happens, sanction. If you follow the word of God and the rule, there's going to be a blessing. If you are not, there's going to be a curse and a consequences you needed to pay it for. That is a message of, main message of the number three sermon of Moses. Today's message is coming from the chapter 6, verse 4 through 12. And now if you have a Bible, please open it up. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 12. It fell into the second sermon of Moses. It is one of the sections. He wanted to make sure that Israelites remember the rule and guidance so they can follow pursue the dream of God in their life. By remembering what happened to our church, we are pursuing today's dream and a dream for the future. If you are able, please open up the Bible, chapter 6 of the Deuteronomy, verse 4 through 12. We're going to be reading the verse responsibly, which means I'm going to be reading verse 4, you're going to read the verse 5, and go on to the verse, till the verse 6 of 12. Ready? All right. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. These commandments that I gave you today are to be upon your heart. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. When the Lord your God brings you into the land, he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with a large flourishing cities you did not build. Let's read it together, verse 12. Ready? Go.
Be careful that you do not have any poor Lord, for I am out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
Be careful not to forget about this. Be careful. God knows that, Moses knows that we are very forgetful people with a short-term memory. So we need to remind ourselves, don't forget the God who brought you out of the Egypt. Don't forget God who saved you. Don't forget how God sacrificed His Son for you and me to give of grace and the mercy and joy of salvation. Don't forget. How many of you remember the first love you experienced with God? Do you remember? Do you remember the first time you decide that you would like to go to the church? Willingly. Do you have a moment of a remembrance that you are saying, aha, God loves me? Do you have that moment? To be honest, I do have one. It is the burning desire. It is my horsepower. Keep me going forever and ever to share the love of God and the story of Jesus and His love. Because of the first love, I am every day reminding myself. Because of that first love, God provocatively intervened into my life. I claim that God is love. And then I can claim the story of Jesus and His love wherever I go fearlessly. Because that is my experience. We are here to tell the stories. You all have amazing stories. While I was reading all the stories I gathered through the congregational survey, it was amazing. It was amazing. What an inspiration. And yesterday when we got together to go over the stories, to sharpen it up and hear the voice of others, it was amazing. The new story came out of the yesterday's gathering too. Yes, it was tiring, to be honest. Hearing the 47 years of church history and stories of the many different perspectives. But he was so powerful. 1964, under the leadership of Wayne MacArthur, our church got started. From that, 1964, till now, one person still remains with us as a founding mother in here. The person's name is June Guthrie. We have a picture of you, I believe. You have not seen her yet. Oh, she has something to tell. Would you like to have a mic? Probably you needed to have a mic for this, so people can hear you, right?
I think what we need to remember is there's still a lot of families here from the barn days. Mm-hmm. So there's no way I should be taking glory because there's so many of them still here. Now, some of them were here first service. Mm. Some of them were in the choir, and they all escaped. But I can see two people sitting in front of me.
Don?
The Weebles, stand up.
Don. Don and Evelyn?
Don and Evelyn go way back. Yes, we have a lot of stories, but we're moving on and going on, and the barn families are still here.
Speak up so I will know who is who. And I know they are the most patient people in the church, thick and thin. They stay through. They decide to have this church to be our church. Yesterday, we heard so many commitments in the story. Not that we are the perfect church. Not that we are the excellent church. But we are the church. The DNA of our church is home. And we talked about those. And we sharpened in our mission. What is our identity to be the church in this location? This is our identity. The mission of our church is This is our identity. The reason why we are gathering together every Sunday and every week do the program and do something in God's name is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. This is our identity. So someone poke you right after church. What is your identity of this church? You need to say this. There will be a test. So I'm going to be poking you. I have an index finger. Then this word needed to come out of your mouth naturally. If you claim that this church is your church, if you do not know what church you belong to, you have a problem. Our church's name is Our Redeemers United Methodist Church. Make sure that you are at the right place. We are here to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Not disciples of Sonny, not disciple of anyone else, but Jesus Christ. That's why we acclaim the story of Jesus and his love. Thank you. And then the next one, how we're going to make a disciples of Jesus Christ? It comes with the vision statement. We are here to be the home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God everywhere. Think about home. That is a DNA from the past, present, and future. When we do the survey, this home language, family language, coming back and again and again from many different perspectives, though. But it's a home. We are here to be the home. We are here to be the home. Think about it. When you invited people to your home, the person came into the door. They find themselves in the foyer area, right? In church narthex area. They need to be welcomed, right? And then after they are welcomed into the house, in the living room, they're sitting together and eating together and fellowship together, sharing the story together. Nurturing process is happening. Welcome. After welcoming, we are nurturing each other. And then after we nurture each other, have a coffee talk, and share the story, we're getting into the dining table, and we eat together. That moment, when we break the bread together, when we're dining together, there is no boundary, host or hostess or guest. We are family, we are the friend, we are the sisters and brothers in Christ. So you are saying to the people, new family member, grab your drink from the freezer for yourself. You are the family. You can do whatever you want because we are the family. Well, let's serve together. Let's eat together. Let's clean up the table together. Don't be an outsider. Even in the kitchen, we need to encourage people to be the family member. If you are the member to the church, I'm expecting you to act like a person in the dining room and clean the tables together, eating together, cooking together. Togetherness is happening without any boundary in the kitchen ministry, which is a celebration ministry. We are here to celebrate our relationship with God and with ourselves and with our friends in this place and in the community and the future generation. That is where we are right now. And then how awesome that is to be home, to find a home where everybody can welcome. So we need to remember this. We are here to be the home, to welcome, nurture, celebrate God and God's people and everyone in the world. So I believe that you can memorize the mission statement and vision statement of the church, your identity, and why you are here as a church. And then how we're going to pursue the dream God instilled in our place. So I would like to ask, the mission statement of our church is?
To make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world.
The vision statement of our church is?
To be home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone.
please remember that there will be a test. I have an index finger. I want to poke in it. This word needed to come out. And let's see. And as we moving forward from this place, I do believe that God put the song into the heart of the congregation. I would like to use this to hear the song. Please stand. Let's see what God will say about it, what kind of song we put in our congregation.